see. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Wade Lightning Fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, here it is. We've got Nancy Pelosi on one side, the Democrats insisting that they're winning. You know, forget about we the people in Main Street America. You know, we're losing at their expense and their delusion of what they define, I guess, as winning. But meanwhile, we've got some serious issues, and it's no wonder the president is putting the heat on Ryan and McConnell, saying, look, at you know, you got to deliver here. You know, you have control of both houses of the legislature, and there's no excuses. You've got to make this stuff happen. You've had 7 years. You've been knowing what the fight is. And we've got enough experience, and, you know, there better be some leadership here to make this stuff happen.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that McConnell needs to do and needs to do immediately is basically eliminate the 60-vote threshold and reduce that to 50, because we know that's exactly what the Democrats would do. If Hillary Clinton were president and Hillary Clinton wanted to, quote-unquote, fix Obamacare, they would pass single-payer without a single Republican vote, like they did with Obamacare.
Exactly.
And so in order to get this agenda, the Make America Great Again agenda, pushed through, and that is tax reform and also the repeal of Obamacare, which we're still waiting for, but other initiatives that Donald Trump wants to get done, if we rely on the 60-vote threshold, we'll never get there. Now, do I think we'll get there after the 2018 elections? Yes, because I don't think the Democrats are going to win the midterms, and we have to make sure that as Donald Trump is campaigning, you know, on behalf of Kelly Ward, who is primarying Flake in Arizona, and we see her political star rise, especially that now Hannity and Laura Ingraham have thrown their endorsement behind her. She's getting more national exposure. And I think once we win these races and remove the moderates, which are sabotaging this president's agenda, we'll get more done.
It is amazing to me, Megan, even with the Republican, even they don't agree with the totality of Donald Trump's agenda, the empirical evidence is so strong. I mean, the people have voted. Get behind this guy. Find where you can agree with him and support him 110%. The other stuff you work out. But you're going to sit there and insist that you get it all your way. And again, at what expense? At the people's expense. And, you know, along the way, you're being embarrassed because you are, you know, the people aren't going to sit there and say, well, you were this wing of the Republican Party, so we're going to bifurcate and try to under. They're not going to go through that. They're just going to say, hey, you got an R after your name and you guys messed up. We gave you the keys to the car. You've been insisting you knew how to drive. We gave it to you, and you guys, you can't turn the key to even get the engine started. So forget it. We don't want to hear it. You know, we've heard all this time that if only you were in control, that you would square this away.
I don't
know. You know, and so they're going to get filtered out come the 2018 one way or another. And even still, I am not convinced, Megan. I'm glad to hear your optimism that even after the 2018 election, that there will be enough turnover that will support, because you still have the ideological fix of some of the GOP establishment types.
Well, we do, and I think that's how we flush out the GOP establishment types. The GOP is fundraising not because of the words of Marco Rubio or Lindsey Graham or John McCain or Mitt Romney. The GOP is fundraising astronomical, record-breaking numbers because of Donald Trump.
For one reason, and one reason only, exactly. You're exactly right.
We have a 63 million person mandate. That's what the GOP has right now. And the GOP won the Rust Belt. They never had won the Rust Belt before Donald Trump. And so Donald Trump's main three cornerstones of the MAGA movement was to repeal Obamacare, build the wall and economic prosperity, and that could be through tax reform, let's say. So that's what the American people voted for. They may not, the 63 million may not know what exactly the tax reform is going to look like, but they certainly know that something needs to be done because more money is going out of their pocket instead of on their dinner table. And when we look at elections far and wide, and that's midterms and national elections, people always vote with their pocketbook.
You're right. Except for one, one time with Obama, which you guys, but that remains a mystery to this day. But you're exactly right, Megan. And this could very well, again, what we're seeing here, the way the GOP is dropping the ball here, and Trump sees this, you know, clearly. And I'm not sure that Ryan and McConnell, for some reason, they think it's business as usual. But I agree, the 50-vote threshold needs to be enacted. The Democrats would have done this a long time ago, not even, you know, made any excuses or looked back. It's like, let's get legislation, let's make some things happen, because meanwhile, they're criticizing the heck out of the GOP, including the mainstream media, the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party, for not getting, you know, getting the job done. Now, let's, I want to talk about the Bannon, you know, everybody that, oh, you know, Bannon, oh, you know, this evil, you know, representative of white supremacy and everything that's phobic, in this country was all on the, doorsteps and the heels of, one Steve Bannon. He exits and he says, "Hey, look at you know, I am not retreating. I'm just I'm actually fighting from a different direction, right?"
Yeah, and as he said in his exit to the Weekly Standard, that now he is free and he has all his weapons at his disposal, and he has one hell of a platform to use those weapons, and that is Breitbart, which he is going to, I believe, expand a little bit more than it is, and that's more on an international global level. But Breitbart is a very good tool that he has in his box in order to defeat those who defy this president, and those include the moderates. And I think that you are going to see Bannon the bomb thrower. They call him Bannon the barbarian in the White House. I call him Bannon the bomb thrower outside the White House. And why the bomb throwers are so essential in politics is because they keep party and politicians honest. And that's exactly what the GOP needs, is a couple bombs actually thrown in the middle of the establishment to clear the way for the MAGA agenda. And he's also going to use his bomb-throwing skills not only against those in the GOP that are destroying the party of Reagan, but those outside the GOP, the Democrats, and the press specifically, in order to keep them honest. And so Breitbart was started by Andrew Breitbart because he wanted to destroy the mainstream media, which he considered the enemy of the people. And I think now that Bannon is back where Bannon is, I believe, most effective in politics is on the outside, as most bomb throwers are.
Exactly. The chains are off. Don't you find it ironic? The very people that tried to destroy him didn't. And because they didn't, they're going to, you know, they better hunker down.
Take cover.
Because they have, in a sense, created an even bigger monster with what they did, what they, you know, tried to do with Steve Bannon.
Yeah, he's got the inside knowledge now that he can use on the outside, and I think that is going to be one of his greatest weapons, is the inside knowledge that he has, because he knows where the bodies are buried, he knows where the enemies are hiding, and it's his chance now to expose those that wish to harm or undermine or sabotage this president.
Well, Congress comes back, and we've got some major issues. The debt ceiling. We've got the wall. The president has made it clear. Boy, if you don't fund the wall, we're going to stop the government. So all the gloves are off on this situation. They're going to have to figure out what to do here with that. Tax reform has got to happen. As far as repealing and replace Obamacare, Megan, we've been pushing that. I believe we the people can self. Repeal, replace. They're already making decisions right now on their own. They're freed up to go and do a direct pay model. We had several conversations this week, one particularly with Josh Umber, which is on our website, Dr. Josh Umber with Atlas MD, doing an incredible amount of work. He's got I think over 700 offices now that are doing a concierge-type service. $50 a month, you can see the doctor as much as you want.
Yeah, once you give people a taste of the free market, they want nothing else.
Can you imagine?
It reduces costs and increases competition, and that's exactly what we need in the healthcare market.
Exactly. We don't need a government in the middle of it, only making it more confusing. Clearly, Democrats couldn't do it. The Republicans aren't doing much better, frankly. Megan Barth, I'm Bill Martinez Live.